podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe it's right. I want to be like you. Come on, man. I'm the face of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I want to make a man with you.
Michael, if I know my job, I know my situation. I want to fight.
That's my production.
But it's going to be worth it. This is going to be a hold for both of us.
BoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, hashtag TBV Podcast. We are back. Remember the number 1-425-569-5241. We will be taking callers as we review 2017's biggest winners and its biggest losers. We will be using an article from Boxing Scene and following along who this particular writer and website decided will be the biggest winners of 2017 and biggest losers. And we'll obviously debate them. I mean, if it doesn't sound right to us, we'll definitely let you know. And I guess replace, whatever, shift things around. But we'll use this as a guideline to see who deserves to be the biggest winner of 2017 and who's really been set back the furthest in 2017. Let me head on out to my co-host to get this thing started. If this is something you're interested in, stick around, hit that thumbs up button right here on YouTube, and get yourself ready for a spectacular show.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor McGregor. BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When he the main thing is, I just
knocked
the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. Before we get into anything, remember to go to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice to help support the number one boxing podcast in the world. We just dropped another podcast today on Patreon and a vlog, so go check that out. Tons of content was just released today on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. So obviously check that out. And 2017's biggest winners and biggest losers. I mean, I think this is an argument or debate, I should say, that is very argumentative, that's very subjectable. But these are the type of debates that we love. We love end of year review shows. We love debating who's the biggest loser and winner in anything. So let's get into it. Let's chop it up. Mr. Cash Wheezy. I'm always glad you're here, man. It's always glad that some, you know, we're on holiday break right now and you're here. It's fun.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I said fuck you.
Stay focused, stay working my dad.
I said fuck you.
Yes, 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 indeed. Spit your game, talk your shit. This is the Boxing Voice live for free, right? For free. I am Enrique Church, the casual fan of the show, here to discuss the same topics that Matt Hunter and Nesta Gibbs just mentioned. Winners and losers of 2017. Who's your winner? Do you agree? Lomachenko, the biggest winner? Question mark. Let's go.
Well, let's get right into it. I mean, that is what the writer is insinuating. Michael Rosenthal.
Mm-hmm. Right?
He's suggesting that the biggest winner of 2017 in this order is Vasyl Lomachenko. Now, what struck my interest, Matt, was his comparison to both Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, and somehow tried to say that Vasyl is a hybrid of the two. What happened when you digested that first paragraph?
I mean, writers can often get hyperbolic, just like we can on this show. We, me included, can get hyperbolic with our narrative and the way we describe what we see. That could be a little bit hyperbolic. I understand why he's saying that. There has been that part of the fandom that's been saying that Lomachenko is the next Mayweather, the next Pacquiao. You know, he has that footwork. He's a southpaw like Pacquiao. You know, he look at his defense, you know, like Mayweather. You know, there's a lot of similarities that fans and media want to ascribe to because they think he's the next, maybe the next guy. And I understand that. Now, I think you put that all aside. You don't even need to talk about that. And he has a case for the biggest winner of the year. But I don't think that had anything to do with why he's the biggest winner of the year, according to this writer.
I'll tell you how I digested it. That was the first thing that I read and was like, wow, that's a big comparison. Manny Pacquiao, I remember when he fought like the Barreras and the Morales, how it was always bloodbaths and exciting fights to watch. Now, we cannot discredit Lomachenko. There's no blood, but he's making dudes stop. So they also use this word more flair. They use the word flair as if you know, and it compared to Floyd Mayweather. And I did say, you know what? It's right. He has more flair than Floyd Mayweather. Even though Floyd Mayweather was a better entertaining boxer than Lomachenko as a boxing character in the fights, I kind of see him more like a Manny Pacquiao replacement, not a Floyd Mayweather replacement.
Well, I could see the Manny Pacquiao comparison.
Mm-hmm.
The in and out, the footwork, the barrage of punches, but he does lack the punching power of a Manny Pacquiao. That's what, you know, took us back, that Manny was so small, so explosive. But, Matt, I'll quickly turn to you and ask you, why do you feel that the writer is flawed in thinking that Lomachenko is the biggest winner? Because you said an argument can be made that he is and he isn't.
I think he's had a great year, but let's all be real honest here. It's only based off of one win, and really only based off of a guy that's two divisions below who's 37, 36 years old, who was a massive underdog. So am I going to say he was the biggest winner of the year compared to, let's say, Anthony Joshua, compared to Mikey Garcia, compared to other guys? When we talked about fighter of the year, I kept saying, no, they had bigger moments, but not necessarily the substance to be fighter of the year. But this category is for those people that just hit the most eyeballs, the people that made, that capitalized on the opportunities the most. And arguably, is Lomachenko that guy? I don't know. He's maybe up there, but I don't know if he's the guy.
There's a pattern here. There's a pattern because I immediately thought the same thing you just said. The fighter of the year, Terrence Crawford, based off his big win against...
Wait a minute. There are... Like, he has some sort of criteria, right? And it could be found in the first line. Obviously, it's going to take a bit of assumption, but it's all we got. He says many big name fighters found success in 2017 from both boxing and business standpoints. Others weren't as fortunate. So, again, he's obviously letting you know that it's not just big fights that brought big success, but it's also the big business of boxing. So Vasyl Lomachenko may have checked some boxes in terms of fighting the right opposition, but did he check the business boxes? And that's just my assumption off the first sentence, but do you feel that I'm correct on that, that he is taking a bit of both?
Right. That's why he can't be compared to Floyd Mayweather. No, he didn't check that box. He fought in the theater at the Garden, not the big room.
I mean, you could also, you could argue both sides. You can argue that he fulfilled the business side of this year because he had the second highest rated boxing event on cable.
Okay.
So you can say that.
I think bigger business is coming his way.
You come back and question the year in terms of the wins. Is Mariaga and Sosa that great?
Yeah, but I kind of question why this writer doesn't have both Canelo and Triple G as winners, and we'll get to him having them as losers. But I think that because Canelo and Triple G have been the only people outside of the Floyd Mayweather spectrum to be able to generate at least a rumored 2 million, they have to be this year's biggest winners because no one has come close in terms of pay-per-view sales. Not Anthony Joshua, not Andre Ward, not Sergey Kovalev. No one, no one, no one besides these two men have even been rumored to be this high other than Mayweather-McGregor.
And I'm about to say that. Second, 2 points very quickly. Mayweather-McGregor, if that's the only argument, who had the most eyeballs, that's the biggest winner.
Well, no.
I'm just not you, just saying people, just in general, if that's the argument, then it must be Mayweather-McGregor as the biggest winner.
Well, if we're looking at overall views, but if we're looking at organic boxing views, Canelo Triple G generated 2 million real boxing fans. That's important.
Buys, not fans. I should say, you should say pay-per-view buys because we don't know how many people are per.
Pay-per-view buys means they spent that money, Matt. Back, they wanted to see them back. Even more.
And I'll put it this way. I think if we're making just single moments, then those two have to be the biggest winners of the year, is those two moments, Mayweather-McGregor and Canelo Triple G.
I agree.
Wait a minute. If you're going to speak in moments, you got to speak of Anthony Joshua, Vladimir Klitschko.
This is all over the place. Is it moments? Is it the fight? Is it the generation?
Well, that was the moment. That was the moment in history.
The most memorable moment were two moments, and it were Canelo and Triple G and McGregor as well with Floyd Mayweather.
But very quickly, Enrique, that I don't think is the argument here. I think that's for the biggest moment of the year. That is for that discussion. Right now, the discussion is the biggest winner. So I'm thinking of a person. I'm thinking of one individual person.
You keep using moment as a criteria.
I'm saying for a individual, for one winner to be the biggest winner of the year, they have to have a bunch of moments in the year. They have to beat a bunch of guys in the year. They have to do a lot of business in that year. They got to make a lot of money. They got to check off all those marks, so to speak, right?
Right. Lomo didn't check all those boxes.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I've been saying that this whole time. I'm just saying, let's throw out individual moments as the biggest winner because I don't think that's necessarily the discussion here.
All right. Well, let's get to this writer's other winners of 2017, and he didn't write it as runner-ups. So he's still giving them a win, just not the biggest winner. Anthony Joshua. Joshua might be the biggest winner from a business standpoint. His classic knockout of Vladimir Klitschko in the fight of the year put him over the top in terms of earning power in the UK. If he continues to win, he could become the richest active boxer. Mikey Garcia, there was a reason to wonder whether he would ever be the same after his long hiatus from the sport. He proved in 2017 that he is better than ever, perhaps even good enough to become the top fighter in the world. We'll stop there for now. Do you guys like his other winners / runner-ups?
I think maybe one of them or two of them should be the guy instead of Lomachenko.
Yeah, after my excellent argument on the last show, I'm pretty sure you're talking about Mikey should be the guy. Terrence Crawford.
Mikey's not the guy.
Sure. Terrence Crawford, it was more of the same for Crawford, who dazzled fans for several years. He needs his defining fight, though. He could find it at 147, a la Errol Spence, Keith Thurman. Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, they earn ridiculous paydays, even though everyone with the brain knew their fight was not competitive, except Matt. Matt thought this fight wouldn't even happen. He'll never, ever be able to forget it. So, biggest losers. And I totally agree with Roman Gonzalez being the biggest loser at number one. The quote-unquote number one fighter, pound for pound, one day has been the next, or so it seems. He is no longer on this list. And the guy that beat him twice didn't get fighter of the year either. But he is a multi-division title holder. Was it four, Matt? Is it four divisions he has titles in?
Yes.
So, you know, look, sometimes you bite off more than you can chew. Other losers are Sergey Kovalev, the former light heavyweight champion who was stopped, obviously, by Andre Ward, had a rematch and then quit. So this is where it gets funny, guys. He put Gennady and Canelo here, and he says that he put Gennady here because he had two controversial fights with Jacobs and with,
Canelo.
And then for Alvarez, he's saying he hadn't faced a legitimate opponent since 2015 when he faced Miguel Cotto. And, you know, then he's, of course, you know, kind of got a draw versus Triple G when he was asked to step up. Other names are James DeGale and Deontay Wilder. James DeGale, I totally see it because no one's seen it. So I see why he's on this list as the biggest loser. It's definitely going to go down as upset of the year, probably for TBV. I mean, we got to see what the votes will be. But Caleb Truax stopping the, I guess, undefeated streak of James DeGale on December 9th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Deontay Wilder, you know, according to the writer, is the biggest loser because he hasn't been able to secure a big fight.
Honorable mention. He's not the biggest loser.
No, he is. He's part of the other losers.
Yeah.
So, you know, for this writer, it's other winners, other losers. But in our eyes, it seems like runner-ups.
Yeah, honorable mention, same thing. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest here. Throw out Canelo, just Triple G. Is Triple G not one of the honorable mention losers of the year? Has any perception change happened so much in 1 year? I mean, other than the Roman Gonzalez, Guillermo Rigondeaux, Triple G's perception of him has changed drastically in the last 12 months.
Absolutely. When people speak of Triple G now, they say, oh, he's probably going to be old or you know, he's declining. Like, it's not the same, oh, the big puncher, right, Enrique? I mean, for casual fans amongst your work and stuff like that, the water cooler, are they still thinking of Triple G as a monster?
I haven't heard that, but, you know, they're still thinking that Canelo can possibly – I mean, they're leaning now that, oh, wow, it's a harder fight for him than they thought it would be.
Now, do you agree with anything that the writer said in terms of the names that he placed as other 2017 losers?
Yeah, I mean, he could be missing a name or two, but
who would you add? Wait a minute.
Because Rigo was a name that, you know, was applauded nonstop, and now he's like immediately written off after the Lomachenko. Yes. You know, I don't think anyone.
I wouldn't mind putting him in there. He let us all down, so he could be one of the biggest losers.
Yeah, James DeGale is another one that
he's on there.
And then Deontay Wilder, he's like, he's only checking one box in the losing. It's like losing business behind the PED, so that box could be checked for him. Other than that, you know, Sergey Kovalev, he's trying to make a comeback, but I think a lot of the interest is lost in him from the casual fans perspective. yeah, that pretty much shows that list up. That's
any accurate losers, any biggest losers you could add?
That I can add, Amir Khan.
Did a Khan fight this year at all?
He's done nothing this year.
So he doesn't even deserve a dishonorable mention.
Oh, I think he definitely deserves one because he's talked so much about fighting.
Yeah, but he's on like a Instagram, Twitter finger guy.
Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao's on that list. There's an argument. I'm just talking about arguments, you know, that you can
argue because of Jeff Horn?
I won't know.
Yeah, because Jeff Horn and... I mean, nobody talks about Manny Pacquiao as if he's relevant and or active.
It's true. It's true. We don't even, when we talk about the welterweight division, we don't even mention him.
Not at all.
If we do, we mention like a Lomachenko fight, you know, on a Bon Voyage Pacquiao fight.
I think Pacquiao.
Very quickly, Enrique. Hot take one. Keith Thurman.
Ooh, as a loser?
As a loser.
Why?
Even though he won Unify the Belt.
He didn't capitalize off his momentum, but
off the moment, everyone thinks he is going to lose against Crawford and Spence. Everyone, I would say.
Everyone, not everyone.
Hyperbolic. I'm being hyperbolic, but a vast majority thinks he's the third fiddle of those three.
Not everyone. All I'm saying is when he doesn't lose, all you do is better eat your crow.
You better not duck me, son.
Let's not
put his chips. Ness putting his chips on Thurman. For any of those two names you mentioned, that's what that meant. But listen, I think Manny Pacquiao still has the star power to make Terrence Crawford a power, or the not a power, you know, a bigger name.
I agree. But it's like Matt said, look at the way that we're thinking about it. We're looking to use Pacquiao. We're not looking to see if he has any skills. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, do us a favor. Hit that thumbs up button. This way, Casual Fan, a.k.a. Cash Weezy and the hipster Honey Hunt Hunter, know that you're enjoying this episode. Listen, we're going to get on out to the callers. First things first, we're going to get to our sponsors. They help us keep the lights on. You know, the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time if you want to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline, or you just want to kick it with Cash and shit. Get some fashion advice. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, kick it with us, man.
Remember, add Nesta Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation, absolutely free from anywhere in the world.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
My brother in Orlando, what up, Jay? What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, fellas, nothing much. I definitely agree with what Matt was saying when he was talking about Keith Thurman definitely being an honorable mention when it comes to losing the momentum. Because I definitely feel as though, you know, obviously, Ness, I met you at multiple Keith Thurman fights, but he definitely doesn't have the momentum going in. Wilder, I can't really put him in there because it's not really his fault. It's the people that he's trying to fight. But, I mean, those will be my losers. As far as winners, it's kind of hard. It's not a clear set, like definite number one. I mean, I would say Terrence Crawford, but at the same point in time, Ngannou really didn't have too much of a name. Like, what he did was amazing, but he didn't really have too much of a name. So you can't really say, like, oh, clear set number one, him. Then Andre Ward retired. And then, you know, when it comes to Lomachenko, you have the same thing as far as Rico was a smaller guy. So that's the only thing I have when it comes to saying number one.
All right, Jay. Well, thanks for calling in.
I got a question, Ness.
All right.
He mentioned Andre Ward.
You got one for Jay?
No, for you. Oh, or for him. Or for Matt. Andre Ward retired, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he kind of gave up. He gave up on the momentum then.
Yeah, he gave up his status.
So is he a winner or a loser? Is that a winner or a loser in the boxing world?
Nah, he went out. He went out a winner, though. He went out on a high. He went out on a high.
So he was a bigger winner. He's one of the biggest winners.
Not really, because people still wanted to see the Kovalev fight or the Adonis Stevens fight, you know?
Yeah, so that's the question. What you thought? You think he went on as a winner? I would love to see him against Stevens.
I know he's coming back. He's already dropped headlines like, man, you never know.
Word.
He's not coming back. Come on.
He seems like the type that wouldn't come back, but you never know.
Andre Ward marches to the beat of his own drum. He's always done that. I think I will continue to think he will continue to do that. And I think he's happy being the successor to Roy Jones Jr. as a commentator on HBO, or Jim Lampley or Max Hellman. He's going to be there for a bit now. He has his own TV show as well. He's managing a bunch of fighters now. I think he's happy making money in other ways.
I mean, it sounds good, but money talks.
Yeah, you said it. He marches on his own drum. Beat.
True. Let's go out to one of our very special Patreon ringers. So if you don't know what a ringer is, it's a guy that gets to cut the line because he is a Patreon status on patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Head on over there to check it out. KM Star, what's going on, my friend? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys as well. I didn't get a chance to listen to your Fight of the Year picks yet. I know you did a podcast on that. But it's funny, you guys put the show out, and I was just baffled because you said that his losers of the year were people that I actually, as soon as I saw the title of the show, were at least in the running for winners of the year in my mind. Like Canelo, you know, realistically, everyone thought he was going to get blown out by Triple G. So that's, you know, he got kind of a moral victory by being able to hang in there, even though folks like me would say Triple G won. So I think this guy, whatever he wrote must be pretty much rubbish, because if he actually said that, then the guy's a moron. Definitely Rigondeaux was the first name that came to my mind as loser of the year, because he did have a cult following amongst fans, right? Like myself and many other fans were really looking for a better showing from him. despite the, you know, the clear disadvantages he had, we still expected a better showing from him. So we can't rewrite that and then lean on the, you know, all his disadvantages. We knew he had those disadvantages. I thought he might lose, but I thought, I was hoping he'd lose, you know, like a man, like get knocked out, whatever, you know what I mean? Anyway, so he's one of my losers of the year. Adrian Broner, I don't know if it's only 2017 or should be like 16, 15, 16, 17. I don't know. But he keeps being able to bounce back and get good fights. But realistically, like, you know, he, what can you say? I mean, the guy can't beat a B-level fighter, right? A, B. He can't beat an A or B-level fighter. He definitely belongs on the list. Now, switching it up to see who should be, you know, winners, right? I obviously, you have to go with guys that bank money like Canelo and Triple G. You got to go with guys like Mayweather who bank money. In my mind, I think I like Ward being on that list, even if he retired, because he retired on his own terms. And that's a very hard thing to do in boxing, guys. You know, we're saying he walked away. But keep in mind, like, boxers usually get retired. They don't usually retire. That's a victory. You know, especially beating the guy in your division that supposedly, at one point, people said you were not safe even. So I don't know how we can not give him credit for that. Terrence Crawford, obviously, because his name is always on the list for us, right? We want to see him fight. We keep moving him up, and now we want him to fight welterweights, et cetera, et cetera. He's got to be on the list. Similar for Mikey Garcia. His name is, you know, is only being elevated as, amongst the boxing brands. If we want to use boxing brand names, and are they trending up or trending down, his is clearly trending up. I think that's important to note. And I want to say Lomachenko absolutely belongs on it, but I'm starting to develop like this anti-Lomachenko like bias. And it's funny, if you guys listen to when I called in the past, like I was in love with the guy. Remember that Bull and Matador thing he did? I was pretty much like raving over it. Like I actually like Lomachenko the way he fights. And you know what's ruining it for me? Lomachenko cards. It's just like when you wanted to be a Pac-Man fan and then the Pac-Tards came out. And when you want to be a Mayweather fan, then the Flomos come out. Like, it's like these idiots are ruining my appreciation for this guy. I like Lomachenko. He's a great fighter. But these fucking boxing pundits are freaking idiots. We can't anoint the guy off of what he's done so far. All we can say is that he's a great boxer. There's a few great boxers out there, not just one. It's starting to really ruin my appreciation for the guy. I'm going to have to stop listening to boxing experts just so I can watch him and actually give him credit for all the awesome things this guy does in the ring. That's my call.
Damn, I thought that was Sean Tatel.
And that was a great one. Great, great call. No, it wasn't Sean Tatel, but speaking of correspondents that work with TBV, let's bring on the producer of the team. I'm a motherfucking
monster. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you guys?
What up?
Good evening.
Hi. Good evening. Oh, my God. You know, this year was a great year for boxing. It's hard to really choose who had the best year in terms of a fighter, because some of these guys really gave us some great fights, and the ones that did give us some great fights, they all really put a lot of effort. You can definitely tell who were the biggest losers, in my opinion. I think Tank Davis was one of them. I think Rigo was a huge loser too. I think those two to me are probably the most outstanding losers in 2017, because they had such a momentum building up to what people were expecting of them, and then when it came time to deliver either in a professional way or deliver in a match, it just didn't live up to those expectations. So I'm hoping that 2018, if there is a chance for them to redeem themselves, that they will in a proper way. So much more for Tank Davis, since he is younger than Ringendahl. But I'm hoping that Tank Davis would turn things around and that he would grow up and realize that, you know, it's now or never type of situation. So those were my two biggest losers. In terms of my biggest winner, I don't know, guys. I feel like I'm going to be biased with this one, but I'm going to have to choose Crawford, of course. Why wouldn't I? I got to choose Crawford. I'm a big fan of the guy. I've been following him way before his postal fight. I you know, I was one of those callers that called in and said that he was one of the best fighters that ever lived. And to me, I think he had the best moment just because of his unifying that division and just becoming undisputed and having that great moment in that great fight. So you know, he fought everybody. Everybody told him to fight in that division. So we can't really, you know, tell him that he didn't have a great year or that he doesn't at least deserve, you know, to be considered as one of the biggest winners of 2017. So I think that to me is a huge winner. I think also Joshua had a big win this year after getting knocked down by Klitschko. You know, a lot of people just thought he was a goner, but he pulled through and he won. And that was a huge fight for the heavyweight division. So I don't know. Those two guys are kind of hand in hand. But if I had to pick one, I would say Crawford because of that. So those are my losers and winners of 2017. Yeah, biggest whiners, though, Kovalev, biggest whiner 2017.
Well, okay.
What's up?
No, I'm just going to say to my co-host, like the Crawford thing, you know, people having him as like the biggest winner. You know, it's funny because hearing Monster P say, oh, he did XYZ and he deserves it because he did XYZ. Somehow hearing it from her voice struck those many, many years that people didn't give Vladimir Klitschko credit for fighting the Manuel Chars and the fucking, you know, back then Povetkins and back then, you know, David Hayes and all these guys that people didn't know back then. He was being discredited as they were saying, oh, he's only good because of his generation. If he was in the Mike Tyson era, but now Crawford beats his generation's division, and it's like, hallelujah, Crawford's great, hallelujah. And I'm not saying that he's not. I just have to be the only dude to tighten his pants and be able to look these guys in the eye and say, listen, this is my job to play devil's advocate. If Matt and Monsterpiece and Enrique want to kiss and smooch butt cheeks, I will at least speak the truth, even though that's not what I feel. I'm right on par with Monster. I'm right on par with Matt. I believe he is fighter of the year. I can see the argument, but I also can see that other argument I just made.
But again, fighter of the year is very different than the biggest winner. Like, I feel like we need to distinguish what these things are and how they're different. You know, like we keep saying eyeballs, like the two parts of it. The business side and the fighting side. Crawford fulfilled the fighting side 110%, but he hasn't increased his viewership at all. Even when he went to a larger subscription base in ESPN, it's the same. When he unified the entire division, it was the same amount of people watching. There's a problem there. And I can't call someone that has that issue that doesn't seem to be able to increase their stardom when they're unifying entire divisions as the biggest winner of a year. Maybe fighter of the year, because what you do in the ring is great, but outside of it, you're lacking. You're maneuvering wrong, and you need to correct that.
He threw that little Dave East reference in there.
Yo, you like that, right? Come on.
I know. I thought Cash was going to get that, being as though he always in the city.
No, he's a fake East Coast, like, hip-hop.
He's slipping in his pippin', man. Slacking in his mackin'. But listen, we're going to go out to the 910-510-581. First-time caller.
This is, I've called before. My name's Willie. Here in North Carolina.
Willie in North Carolina. Talk to us.
I got a question, guys. I got a question. I mean, I was watching HBO, and they was going through their list of fighter of the year, fighter of the year, and all that stuff. And then this show tonight, I love you. Let me say this first. I love you guys. I listen to you guys regularly. But I got a problem with one fighter's name not being mentioned. And every time he's fought, he has got better. When he's fought like shit, he got on himself and said, hey, guys, it'll never happen again. And he's fulfilled his promise. And his last fight, he... to a true boxing fan.
Oh, man, I know who you're going to say.
Like, I know you guys are.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me you're going to say Dennis Duggan.
No, Billy Joe Saunders.
Oh, no, we gave him tremendous credit here for the David Lemieux win. I mean, after that fight, we basically beating the drum.
I heard you guys give him credit then, but what I'm saying is, like, now, at the end of the year, nobody's mentioning his name. Nobody's saying nothing.
No, because he doesn't deserve it.
I just watched.
That's
Wolverine and David Lemieux. Come on.
At most, he's an honorable mention, but that's at most.
Honorable mention? Get the fuck out of here. You can't get one. Again,
I said at most. I said at most.
Well, did he fight Monroe, too? Did he fight Monroe this year, or was it Wolverine?
I'd be happy with an honorable mention. That even that would make me happy. But to just not even mention his name after what he did to and how the odds was stacked against him. He went to Canada and Lemieux's backyard and whipped his ass.
No odds stacked against him. Stop it. You're painting this picture very sad for him.
Willie, I'm sorry, but we do forget some names sometimes. Like Rungs VI is another name that we forgot to mention that could be here as biggest winner. But there's just names that we forget when we have to mention 10, 15, 20 boxers' names.
And remember, we're going based off of this writer's article. This writer's.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else, too. Wilder, in my opinion, this is my opinion, Wilder is somebody that I believe it ain't his fault that the fighters, his fights ain't been happening. That ain't been his fault. You guys even said that. But in my opinion, Wilder is nothing, is above and way above and beyond Joshua. And Joshua's getting all the hype for beating Klitschko when Joshua didn't beat Klitschko in the same fashion that Tyson Fury beat Klitschko. So, I mean, I don't understand how they can eliminate, you know, Wilder out of the equation. I know that, you know, his fighters hasn't passed tests and all that other kind of junk, but Wilder's going to knock Josh Wilder to whoever take the fight. That's just plain and simple. Wilder's going to knock Joshua out. And Joshua didn't impress me with the Klitschko fight because he didn't beat Klitschko in the same fashion
that Tyson Fury did. And Tyson says it all the time. Listen, Willie, thank you for calling in North Carolina. We got to keep the phone lines moving. We're going to go out to our IG master, Alex Lemon.
I won't deny it.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see what we have here now.
BoxingVoice.com.
What's up, fellas? Shout out, man. Dollar DiBiase on that intro. Love it. Still, every time I hear it. Hey, guys, let me just get in. Hey, they're going to have to make a most hated section too, man. Most hated award, man. Danny Garcia is up there. And Lomachenko, surprisingly, is somehow getting on the most hated list, man. I don't know. I mean, we're minusing points now because he was in the small room at the Garden. He doesn't get credit for being at the Garden now, I guess. You know, casual. Shot fired. What's up with that, man? Hey, but...
Yo, that's a perfectly logical argument. You know, how could you be biggest winner and you're only doing 4,200 seats? Biggest winner will be doing the big room in the Madison Square Garden. I think that was a logical argument on Casual's behalf.
Thank you. That's what I was about to say. You know, big winners, they fight in a big room, you know, where the Knicks play.
Remember, when everybody wanted Gennady Golovkin to get the Canelo fight, it's like, yo, he could sell 20,000 in the Forum, 20,000 in New York City. Yo, he's a ticket seller. So being a ticket seller means something. And if you ain't one, it means something.
No, I completely agree with you on that one. But that's if people are putting Lomachenko as the biggest winner. I mean, you can't put him as the biggest winner. I mean, because talking about just what you just said.
This is the writer, remember.
Joshua up there.
Remember, we're going based off the writer. So, you know, you can obviously say, hey, I don't agree with the writer. I wouldn't put him, but we're only, you know, debating what this writer wrote on one of the biggest boxing websites in the world.
Yeah, no doubt. And then, like, Anthony Joshua should be mentioned, for sure, because of the position he put himself in, making all that money, selling all the tickets and pay-per-views. So I, you know, definitely mention him on that and being part of the winner of the fight of the century, you know what I mean? But Terrence Crawford definitely has to be mentioned because of his accomplishment, unified and undisputed. And then also I wanted to mention one that was, you know, that he wouldn't mention, of course, but that we have to mention is the Boxing Voice, man. It was the true winners of 2017, man, with the growth and the foothold that we've established in the boxing world, bro. And all the iTunes and the Rigo camp, the Wilder camp, the Gabriel Flores Jr. camp, you know, and I mean, the Canelo Triple G live show. I mean, the numbers of on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and just also on the emotional level that people listen to the Boxing Voice, man, boxing fans, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like real recognized real, you know what I mean? The real boxing fans join the Boxing Voice, man, because of what all of us do as a team, man. So shout out to the Boxing Voices, true winners of 2017, bro. Also the boxing fans, man, because I mean, all the ESPN deals with Top Rank, Golden Boy, even the creation of the World Boxing Super Series being on the Audience Channel, Bane Sports being on DirecTV, PBC, Fox Sports 1, Bounce TV, and then all these fights. And also the way of the thinking, the new thinking that boxing has, that all the promotional companies seem to be following suit, is that the best fight the best. And we've seen that with Canelo Triple G, Rigo Loma, Crawford Ndago, Mikey Garcia facing Broner, which gets, I guess, got dismissed already, but that was a great fight. And then, of course, Thurman and Garcia. But so shout out to the boxing fans, man, the winners, Boxing Voice. And that's all I have to really say, bro.
Alex, thank you, as always, for the kind words. Yeah. And like Alex said, brother, it's definitely a family thing. We will be getting together for Border Wars. January 15th, I'll be in Los Angeles from the 15th to the 21st. Cash Weezy will be there some of those days, you know. Alex, Alex Lemon, Alex Doomsday, Info Joe, everybody. It's going to be a party. So if you're in the area, definitely stay in touch. We're going to have a barbecue. We're going to get together. It's going to be a family affair. We're going to keep these calls moving. We're going out to Gary in Dallas. Gary, you get my emails?
Hey. Yeah, I got them. I got them.
You the man.
They're up. They're posted. I got three winners and three losers. For the losers, Broner, Wigandow, and Danny Garcia. I think they all took a tremendous hit. And the three winners, you guys mentioned some of the names before, but I don't think anyone said Saddam Ali. I mean, people were thinking Ali was kind of overrated and never that good and never going to amount to anything, and now he's going to get a big money fight off the Cotto win. Then you have Miguel Pichel. That Vargas fight, he didn't fight forever ago, but that was this year. That was in January. And I didn't hear anyone say Miguel Pichel. We didn't really know who that was prior to this year. And then on the side, he's got two wins, and he's got a headline on an HBO card. I mean, how many 115, 118-pound type fighters have ever done that? So I would say those are your three winners. But I heard someone mention Tank Davis as a loser? Really? 3-0, three knockouts against three undefeated fighters, and that's a loser? That's like part of the year credentials almost.
Yeah, Gary, first of all, I don't know if you're on Bluetooth or you're on cell phone or you're emotional. You're not speaking into the actual microphone of your cell phone. But let me explain Monsterpiece's argument. Yeah, he might have got three knockouts with three undefeated fighters, but he lost momentum by losing his belt on the scales and fighting guys that no one wanted to see him fight.
Maybe
he
lost the belt on the scales, too. I mean,
man, your connection sounds bad, Gary. What's going on with you today?
Is it?
Hell yeah.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, it's better. Mikey Garcia lost a belt on the scales. Brandon Rios, I mean, lots of fighters have lost belts on the scale. Floyd Mayweather just weighed against Marquez and had to give him like $1 million.
All right, but none of those fighters, whenever those fighters lost, you know, miss weight or whatever the case may be, we weren't discussing them as one of the biggest winners for 2017. We are discussing Tank Davis for that. And in her opinion, it would be difficult to give him the award. And I don't think that her argument falls far from the logic side of things. Matt, do you think that Tank could somehow deserve or receive one of the biggest winners in 2017 based off what he'd done?
Biggest winners or losers?
Well, she put him in the losers category. Gary's saying he's definitely could be in the winners.
Yeah, I don't think he's in the winners. I don't think he's in the losers. But Davis is one of those guys where in the ring, he's done a lot of good shit. And he's elevated his status, his brand, so to speak. But he's also done some stupid shit outside the ring that has affected public perception of him. And he's also lost his belt on the scales in a way that is different than I would say Mikey Garcia. That's what he mentioned. That's not true. That's not the same way at all, in my opinion.
I would say, if you're done,
yeah.
I would say he has more winnings for him than losing in 2017 because he is down. He's part of the big brand. And, you know, if you want to say protected, but he's in business in boxing. He's already a big name. So I would say he's a winner. You know what I'm saying? His name has even gotten more momentum behind it because of those mistakes that he made, like lose on the scale. People are like, yeah, watch him get fucked up.
That's by the not momentum. That doesn't add to momentum.
I think you're going to tune in and organically going to tune into his next fight. And it's going
to
be.
And whatever happened to bad, all publicity is good publicity. So him losing scales is bad publicity, but it's still good publicity.
His name next to Floyd Mayweather. If Lomo's name was.
Everybody was writing headlines. Mayweather's protege fails on a scale.
Okay. Doesn't matter. I just think
what I'm saying, it keeps polarizing his name by attaching it.
He's out there. He's rolling.
Let's hold that thought for a second, get back to some calls, and we'll get back to our little conversation. But we want to mix it up here. We're going out to Jamal, Jacksonville, Florida. What's going on, brother?
Oh, what's up? Y'all remember me?
We never forget a TBV Army soldier.
Yeah, what's up, man? You know, as far as boxing wins and loses, wins and losses, I feel like Lomachenko, he just proved that he was one of the best fighters of the day. You know, you got tons of guys that were just discrediting him for that win over Rico when they was calling him out in the first place, talking about, you know, he was basically just this hype guy for HBO. And basically, Regan Dow was just going to call him out until he moves up another way. And, yeah, he beat him. He beat his behind. They said he was fixed and all this other stuff. So I feel like he is one of the biggest wins of this year. I feel like Canelo was one of the biggest wins of this year because a lot of people, of course, accused him of ducking. They said him and Oscar De La Hoya was a fraud when he showed these people that he wasn't afraid, and he gave Triple G the best fight of his career. Like, I've never seen Triple G hit that much, and he decided to, give him the best fight he ever gave. But as far as y'all, I really give y'all the praise, though, because, you know, Dante, I called Dante Boxing Nation not too long ago, and I criticized him for being biased, and he kicked me off his channel. I even called in and celebrated Lomachenko won, and he completely blocked from his channel. But y'all can, yeah, that's why I appreciate it. Y'all probably can take criticism. But I think, yeah, I went on Dante Boxing, you kicking me out, all these other channels, bro, they are just so biased with their where they think that they're being completely fair, but they're not. They're not being completely fair to these fighters, you know. But I might have missed it. Dude, who did y'all get for in your boxes, biggest wins and biggest losses?
Well, we're going based off a Boxing Scene article. They chose Lomachenko. And they had other winners, but their biggest winner was Lomachenko and their biggest loser was Canelo and Triple G. Listen, Jamal, thank you for calling in. We're going to keep these phone lines moving. We're actually going to switch over to Drive By. This is a spontaneous show. It is Friday night. We all have families. So, Matt.
Drive By!
We're going to get to, hey, it's kind of effed up that it's Drive By on this one.
The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make this submission. Everybody disagree with
it. Woo, who made that one? What up, I mean? Fell asleep.
What's good, Cash Weezy? What's good, brothers?
What's up?
Winners and losers. For me, and I don't want to kick dirt on the guy, and I know it's drive-by. Let me get up out of here. I know it's drive-by. Let me do this quick. yo, Chocolatito, that was the biggest loser to me because I don't want to say he was a victim of the HBO hype machine, although I've said that before, because he fought a lot of good fights. He moved up, you know, from the smaller weight classes, but he got to a point, and I think Kit Kat, that fight, to me, the second fight could have been fight of the year. Another story for another day, man. But Kit Kat is the biggest winner because he came out of fucking nowhere. And Chocolatito's got to be the biggest loser. And that, you know, match and rematch to me was also a great series for this year. So pretty much it, man. Appreciate the show, fellas. Thanks for the little bit of extra time. It wasn't quite a drive by. I got out and I walked up on him and smoked him. So
I mean, thanks for calling in, brother. Let's go out to the streets of Boston.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see you all there, not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that sport, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next. What a great show. Thumbs up, donate. Drive
by! Yo, what's happening, people? This is going to be the last What's Happening, People of the year. So everybody doing the shouting, those keyboard warriors, always supporting out there, everybody in the UK, like it's half of the family that they have here in the USA, the whole world, their national, worldwide, TVB forever. Always love you. Mad love. Shout out to everybody. I'm Audi. That's the winners.
Georgie, as always, thank you for calling in. We're going out to the 760-716.
Drive-by!
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, Ness? This is Patrick out here in California. How you doing?
Patrick, what up?
Good. Can you? Hey, man, so I just wanted to talk about the winners. I thought Jermell Charlo was a huge winner this year. Two great knockout wins. And Billy Joe Saunders, I don't know if anybody mentioned Billy Joe Saunders, but the way he came out and styled on the boy Lemieux out there in Canada, that was huge. That was a huge win for him. And he definitely came out. He had a second comeback event for the middleweight division. And then, obviously, Terrence Flood Crawford being a 100-pound champion.
Patrick, I hope you've been listening long enough to know that there's no disrespect in that, but it is 30-second drive by. Ishmael Sacktown.
Drive by.
TBV, what's happening? Let me run through this 30 seconds real quick. Number four for biggest winners, I got Lomachenko. Yeah, he had three fights, but he averaged 4,000 tickets sold. He fought a 122-pounder, 126-pounder, and a C-level fighter. He got credit for the second biggest show on TV. Not the truth. That's the second biggest one on ESPN. Those rankings don't include the Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia fight, and then they averaged $3 million on the Mayweather undercard on Fox. Unknown fighters, but they averaged $3 million.
Damn, Ish, that was sounding like about to be some fire. John in New York.
Drive by. Yo, I like to say who I think. Let me see. Who's that fell? I want to say who I think. Who's that fell? I think it's Triple G. I think now, after he didn't look too great in his last two fights, now there's like a handful of guys that I think people would think who could beat him now. So that's my drive by.
John, thanks for calling in, my friend. See you next year, brother. 916-665.
What's going on, man? It's Frankie from Sacktown. I think, without a doubt, the biggest winner by far is Mikey Garcia. He got two big wins coming back, you know, last year. And you got to really think about it like this. Who is getting the biggest push right now by Showtime? He is right now, without a doubt. He's, you know, become a premier guy. I think Al Heyman is really pushing him. I mean, if you guys remember, Floyd himself went to Mikey Garcia's camp himself. When has he ever done that for a fighter to go recruit? you know, they didn't get things happen, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, he went to Rio.
And let him know, hey, this guy's real.
He went to Rio for Shakur Stevens, so.
Yeah, but Andre, but look, my point is, who's getting the push, though? Al Haymon is pushing him. I'm sure he's talked to Floyd. Floyd's backed this dude up. I mean, Shakur Stevens was top ranked. But I think without a doubt, he's getting a big push. I mean, he's main eventing a card in February. I mean, I think it's clear. I mean,
cut it. Frankie in Sacktown, you got some extra seconds there. Matt, you ain't even put that. So next time he calls, I don't even know he's from Sacktown. See what I'm saying? Drop the ball, Matthew is his name. Alexander Bully.
Yo, what's going on, man? Like, I think people have slept on this, but the biggest loser of 2017 has to be Paulie Malignaggi. I mean, he took an L, not just for himself, but all of boxing. McGregor nearly decapitated him. I don't care if them footage was edited or not. That should have not happened. His head nearly rolled off the canvas by a bum from a different sport. I mean, come on, man. That's the L of 2017. Wilder a bit more, but it's drive-by, so I'm out.
Bully, thanks for calling in. Let's go out to Scorsese. Drive-by!
Alright, losers of the year, TBV for jocking Wilder the way they do it. Let him say any dumb shit just so he can say it. I gotta give y'all that. Loser of the year, Gennady Golovkin. Finally got the fights that he wanted to get, and his ass couldn't produce. Him and his fans take their L. Winner of the
year. You're serious?
My fucking goodness. Winner of the year, Gennady Golovkin as well. Never done shit in his career, but got a big ass payday and got to fight on pay-per-view for absolutely nothing. Who else loses of the year? In midway of the year, Terrence Crawford. He got all the belts, but when you look back on history, it's probably a lot of undisputed champions that had way better opponents than he had, so it's not going to be looked at as good as theirs. It just is what it is, man. That's boxing got a 5 out of 10. We are the biggest losers this year. I'm out.
And we're going to Muhammad in West Africa. Traba!
Yo, what up, biggest winner? Anthony Joshua, because not only did he beat Klitschko, which made him legitimate heavyweight, but also
how dare you not say Saddam Ali? How dare you?
No, I'm coming there. So, see, you took 15 seconds. You got to give them back to me. So, Anthony Joshua for the win and the money, because right now he can name his price. Then you have Andre Rozier, who produced two major comebacks with Daniel Jacobs. The performance against Golovkin got him the HBO contract and Eddie Hearn. And, of course, Saddam Ali, who 4 fights ago, he was fighting on the untelevised undercard of Canelo Smith. So, and the loser, Kovalev and Chocolatito, two hyped, HBO-hyped fighters who lost everything. That's it. I'm out. Cut it.
Coach Midday, what up?
Yo, what's up? So obviously you've got the obvious winners in terms of the money. So you've got AJ, the Golovkins, and in terms of like the popularity, you've got a Crawford. But what I'd like to talk about are those people that have won personally, that have won big, like people like Truax, people like Saddam Ali that have just been mentioned. Those people, as Mohammed said, were fighting on untelevised undercard, making no money or small money, and if you look in percentage, they're probably the biggest winner of the year, right? They probably like more than got like 2,000% of their payday and the prospects of fighting for big fight next. So
60 seconds.
That's it. That's my call.
Coach, thank you for calling in. Look forward to watching you cremate Doomsday in about 2 weeks. He's looking slow and sluggish. Jose's also going to have a field day with Enrique. It's 2 weeks away, ladies and gentlemen. The gloves are off. The love is done. Honesty is all in fun. I will not tell the lie. I cannot. It'll make me cry.
Yo, Dr. Seuss in the house. Come on, man.
What?
Dr. Seuss over here.
Yo, I was actually being Floyd Mayweather Sr. You know how
you didn't mention. You didn't mention Matt. What's Matt's?
Well, we don't get to see Matt.
Oh, okay. So what are you judging mine for? What are you judging me from?
Yeah, you don't get to see Enrique either.
Enrique, don't make me tell the world what I'm judging you from.
Tell the world.
Yo, release the tape. Release the tape.
There's no tape. There's no tape. The coach said don't even record that shit. Yo, the coach, yo, he told me to bring a towel.
Oh, damn.
He told me to bring a towel. Yo, Ooh, keep
throw more wood in that fire, man. Get Jose hurt, man.
He like, yo, your boy really fighting? I'm like, yeah. He like, yo, make sure you got the towel. I'm like, oh! Yo, biggest winners, biggest losers. There's a lot of winners and a lot of losers, man. I wish everybody could win. That's all. That's my final thoughts. You know, it was a good article. I knew that it would invoke some debate amongst the hosts and callers alike. So I'm glad that we got to review it. I'm glad that 2017 was a big year. And you know what? Actually, I do have some winners. 2017 biggest winners are the TBV listeners. We are thankful and grateful for each and every one of you. We're coming close to what? 63,000 now, Matt? Maybe we can do that by tomorrow. We got a couple other shows to do. Maybe we'll come back tonight. So don't forget to subscribe right here to the YouTube channel so that we can achieve that 70,000, drop that three-hour Keith one-time Thurman interview that if you don't want to wait, you can head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice and check out Keith Thurman discussing everything for 3 hours, as well as Matt standing 8 count, my vlogs, Border Wars content, Enrique Church, all types of stuff over there, man. Listen, I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO.
Yes, and that's any 8 count episode. I definitely broke down all of the action this weekend. 5 world championship fights in Japan happening. I broke down all of that. So if you missed that on this.
Not on TV, right?
All the way from Japan.
It's not on TV?
It's not on TV. You have to find a link. If you need any help finding a link, you can just hit me up on social media at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and I will wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, help you out. TBV does not support piracy. Just put that out there. But yeah, check us out there. It's been a good one. Been a great 2017. Agree with all the points here. Fun show. And we should be back tonight, Ness. I think we should do another show. So, peace.
Boy, want to work. I hear you, man.
Yes. Yes, I'm back. You can follow me on Instagram, Fight Talk. That's my handle. On Twitter, it is TBV_casual fan. I want to mention the biggest winner. I actually do want to see McGregor fight a fighter, 147-pounder. I think he's a winner because he's brought an attention. He can go either way, MMA or boxing. Dana White's been in the news saying, I'm going to do business with boxing. Of course, it's going to be with Team McGregor, right? I think he's the biggest winner because it's going to generate a hell of a lot of money. More than Lomachenko. Not hating on Lomachenko, but just saying. That box, that business box, is the greatest box you want to check off.
It must be checked.
It must be checked. Again, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Fight Talk. Fight Talk is on Instagram. TBV_casual fan. Jose, I'm coming for you. Get ahead. Feed him, Ness. Feed him. What Meth say? So is asshole clothes. Keep feeding them.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Feeding them. And feed them. That's Matt's dropping them bombs.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
I'll be the biggest winner 2018 January. Let's go.
Stay in your lane.
I bet you sleep with the night light. I bet you sleep with the night light.
Okay.
Nah, yeah, we out, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back. Make sure you subscribe and get that notification when we do go live. If you ain't tick the bell, you don't know that we're going live, and you know, you might as well be like, I ain't gonna say
hell. Yo, 2018, check that box in your life. Peace.
Check that box.